tale of the peppered moths is depicted as one of the major pieces of evidence in favor of evolution in just about all biology textbooks subscribing to the theory of evolution. This tale is based on an experiment performed by the evolutionist British biologist Bernard Kettlewell in the 1950s, and which may be summarized as follows. At the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in England, the bark on the trees in the area around Manchester was light in color. For that reason, dark-colored moths landing on the trunks of those trees were easily visible to birds that fed on the species, and their survival was thus seriously reduced. 50 years later, however, the death of the light-colored lichen on the tree bark, the result of industrial pollution, led to the trees becoming darker in color. Accordingly, during this time, light-colored moths became praised for birds more often. This time, the number of light-colored moths declined, with darker ones multiplying because they had become invisible. Evolutionists maintain that this is a major confirmation of Darwin's claim of evolution by way of natural selection, and that light-colored moths gradually evolved into dark-colored moths. But this is a deception. This is because both types of moth had been in existence from the very beginning. Both species of moth had, in fact, been seen in a moth collection made in 1811, long before the emergence of industrial pollution in the 1850s. There is therefore no question of a new species emerging by one turning into the other. All that had happened was a change in the numbers of already existing moth species. The moths acquired no new organs or features that might lead to a species change. That is the general response to be given to evolutionist claims regarding the peppered moths. However, there is another even more interesting aspect to the subject. In the same way that evolutionist explanation is incorrect, it also consists of a blatant deception. In his book, The Icons of Evolution, published in 2000, the molecular biologist Jonathan Wells describes how the experiment performed by Kettlewell was actually a scientific scandal. The moths photographed by Kettlewell on tree bark were actually dead. Kettlewell attached these dead creatures on the tree bark with pins and adhesives and photographed them. Since the moths settle on the underside of branches rather than on the tree trunks, Kettlewell had no means of taking any such pictures. It was eventually realized that Kettlewell's account of peppered moths was based on a fraudulent experiment. Researchers investigating peppered moths encountered an even more striking state of affairs. While one would expect there to be greater numbers of light-colored moths in those parts of Britain unaffected by industrial pollution, there were actually 4 times as many dark-colored moths as light-colored moths. In other words, there was no correlation between the moth populations and tree bark of the kind claimed by Kettlewell, and repeated in just about every evolutionist reference source. This collapse of the peppered moth myth, the main element in introductory courses in evolution for decades, created enormous disappointment among evolutionists. One of these evolutionists, Jerry Coyne, admitted thus, "My own reaction resembles the dismay attending my discovery at the age of 6 that it was my father and not Santa who brought the presents on the Christmas Eve." Thus, it was that the most famous instance of natural selection went down in history as a scientific scandal.